That's the worst.
Feedback. We get your feedback. You send us feedback. We read your feedback. We love your feedback. Now here's your feedback. Thank you for feedback. Here comes the feedback.
Be more constructive with your feedback.
We're just good. Like you always knew it would be, guys. Just like you knew it had to be. It is the feedback from
I am the NASCAR who am
the NASCAR episode. I get an A or I get an F. Nope, you just get an F, Oaky.
Was it?
I am who am.
Did you get a lot of NASCAR back?
Right out the gate, I got Craig Holbert catching up on some episodes.
Mm.
But he was primarily frustrated by our Danica Patrick debate. Claiming that he was the one from my story who was said she was hot.
That Hansel's so hot right now.
And that he stuck by his gun. So he texted me immediately and was like, sends a picture of Danica Patrick, like, in a bikini. And says, not hot? Question mark. You are fucking blind. I'm fairly positive I was the one who made the comment, and I didn't back down from it after you produced some photo. I am enjoying the NASCAR episode at the moment. So my immediate response was to zoom in on the picture, the same picture he sent me, zoom in on just her face, which looks like a dude. Like, this looks like a dude. To which he immediately responded with, can't believe. All right, was also surprised you didn't make any connection with her former boyfriend. You're pretty rough on Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers! Discount double check!
But I was like, you mentioned Aaron Rodgers, but you said A-Rod? So if you listen to the episode, I thought you were talking about Alex Rodriguez. Because I said, Alex Rodriguez.
Cleanup is what I was. Cleanup hitter. You're the power hitter. You anchor the lineup. There's 9 players in a lineup.
Right. I was more making fun of calling someone other than Rodriguez A-Rod, which everyone
does.
Yeah,
I agree.
And Andy Roddick, who gets thrown in there, too.
I said my brother mentioned him. He called him A-Rod, and I immediately went to Rodriguez. Totally forgot about Rodgers. So then he said, we'll send some thoughts soon via Patreon, catching up on episodes. So then he did that exact thing, and he hit us up on Patreon. Jeopardy! Not much to add there, other than guest host Joe Rogan did a great job. Can't deny it. Gonna have to get him back in.
Uh-oh.
I agreed with pretty much all of what you two said. NASCAR. I think there is a fair bit more athleticism compared to what you two...
Just two.
...gave credit to the drivers for. Whoever said drivers are only 20% responsible for results is full of shit. That is just giving props to your crew, but can't be true. Wait, I have no idea. It was the man himself. It was Jeff Gordon. They call me Jeff Gordon.
I drive fast, see, you call me Jeff Gordon.
Going to a baseball game, not liking the Oregon prompts for a chance and things like the wave is un-American.
Duh.
You honestly think people should sit through 3 to 4 hour games without some form of additional entertainment? No, but that's not entertainment.
Yes, exactly.
That was our argument, that is not entertainment.
Do better.
Prompted clapping.
Prompted clapping and cup snakes and beach balls. Do better.
Same for mascot races with hometown themes. I love those. I also love game hot dogs, although you may have some claim on their shittiness. Booing is as much of the game as anything else. I agree with him on booing. We did not see eye to eye on booing. One thing I agree with totally is the 99.9% of people at the game that think they can tell a ball from a strike. Great episode. Keep them coming. Then another add-on. Good Christ, how could I forget this? The story of you getting prepared for the NASCAR event with mutton chops and a mullet is priceless.
Now you're telling me that you were so ingrained with white trash DNA that your facial hair actually grows in on its own, all white trashy like that?
Never heard that before. I can imagine Pete's friends thinking, who the fuck is this guy? Hilarious.
That's hilarious.
I think some Wildcats, that's kids from that he grew up with in Johnson City that I've met, have had similar reactions with you. I do think, though, that I recall that look.
That's a lot of look.
So Holbert playing catch up. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's like, I love Holbert's feedback because he's like, fuck you on this, agree with you on this.
Right. We're cool on this. Suck it on this one.
Yeah. Yeah, which is, I mean, that's my relationship with Craig for the last, like, 25 years has been that.
Right.
Pretty much. So thank you, Holbert, for that. Good stuff. What'd you get? Just Jay Price?
Pretty much, yeah. He's nothing if not consistent.
All right, we'll take it.
He says, first of all, I appreciate the Dayo drops. Dayo! In the episode. You two grew up in Clarence but never visited Lancaster Speedway?
Not
outrageous.
Once.
Correct.
Thank God.
I never have never been there.
Nope.
Drive by it and say, glad I've never been there.
Could, like, smell it from the high school or whatever.
Seeing the crusty old man sitting next to you turn his body 180 degrees, open his pants, and just take a piss underneath the bleachers without ever standing up while people are walking around under there. That's the kind of life lesson you missed out on by not visiting the Lancaster Speedway.
Huh.
That sounds about right.
Yep.
That's a classic dad move.
I pee in a lot of places.
On top of people?
Well, no, I'm just saying. Maybe he's right. Maybe I could have learned something.
Dad just dropping it out the side of one of his short legs and peeing.
Yeah, that's the shorts life. It's one of the perks. Pretending he's checking the Bobcat.
Right. The move where you open the driver's side door and use it as a triangular shield covering.
I do it almost every day somewhere.
Nice.
Wow, wow, he's very nice.
Jay includes his racing resume.
Oh.
It's pretty impressive. It's actually more of his dad's racing resume, but... My dad...
500.
My dad was racing cars from the late 70s until the late 90s. Spent a lot of my early years at Watkins Glen and a little track in Ohio called Nelson Ledges watching Dad race. I loved it, but more recently my dad has said, we couldn't really afford for me to race at the time, but I did it anyway. naturally, an amateur race driver is a fan of professional racing, so I've been to many different types of races over the years. I've seen touring cars, Indy cars, Formula One, vintage racing, but Dad couldn't bring himself to attend a NASCAR event, much less bring his young boys to one. Like I mentioned in the last feedback, Dad isn't interested in drunks and weirdos. Maybe add hillbillies to that list. Don't go messing with a country boy, a country boy, a country boy. Don't go messing with a country boy, don't mess with a country boy. Confederate flags were banned from all NASCAR events starting last year.
Yeah.
People, including the former president, were outraged. I wonder how they enforce it when the entire top of your RV is emblazoned with one.
Sure.
Hilarious NASCAR driver names. Dick Trickle must be mentioned again. Worth McMillian. That's good. And apparently a guy named Dick Passwater. Hating Jeff Gordon was trendy for many years. When I was a mechanic for Wester, they flew him in as a surprise to attend this mechanics banquet that they had occasionally. Try watching 300 mechanics who've talked shit about him for 10 years have the opportunity to meet the most famous person they've ever met in their lives. There was a lot of big fan, Mr. Gordon. Really nice to meet you. Keep up the good work. When given the chance to shake his hand. My main takeaway was that he's a very small man.
Yes. I call my Jeff Gordon.
Sadly, the one point I think you missed about hating Jeff Gordon was the thing I heard the most back in those days, the whole Rainbow Warrior take.
Of course.
Because his car was rainbow colored, which was a problem because A, how dare you include rainbows in car racing because gay.
Yep. Yep.
And B, if you drive the rainbow car, you must be gay. As though Jeff Gordon picked the paint scheme.
Yep. He picked DuPont's colors.
Right. NASCAR proves a point made by many comedians over the years. While each major city and region around the country has some version of their own accent, the redneck accent is everywhere.
If you've ever cut your grass and found a car.
I can attest that whether you attend a race at Watkins Glen, on the banks of Seneca Lake, or in Ohio, Indianapolis, Pennsylvania, Ontario, or Clarence, New York, it doesn't matter. They all have the same accent.
You might be a redneck.
Fair. This was my favorite. I knew when I said both of these things that someone was going to pick up on it. He has hilarious terms used on the podcast. Calling an impact wrench a nut gun.
Nut gun.
Which I definitely did, and as soon as I said it, I was like, that's not what it's called. And then...
No, I knew that too. I was trying to think of it, but I probably would have come up with something worse.
Yeah. Calling open-wheel cars low-to-the-ground cars.
I said open-wheel, though.
I know you did. I didn't. Right. I definitely didn't.
I know. I got that one right. I was proud of that.
Nut gun sounds way better. I'm sticking with nut gun, but low-to-the-ground cars, I'm embarrassed by.
Yep. Yeah. That one's that was pretty rough.
That was a rough...
And he ends with, a NASCAR event has easily the highest concentration of Calvin peeing on things bumper stickers that you'll find on the planet.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Everywhere.
Right.
Well done, Jay. Just,
the best is not liking other car brands. I almost get, like, being pissed about, like Japanese cars or something, because America or whatever, right. But to be like... Fuck Ford, man. I got a Chevy. Benish had a couple little tidbits. NASCAR, not a fan and never been to a race, but I always thought the cars looked cool.
Because everybody's so, like, cool and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
My only NASCAR thing is when Joe Gibbs left my favorite NFL team twice, the Washington then Redskins, now football team, to go to NASCAR. We've sucked since he left, so therefore I hate NASCAR. And then Jeopardy. Still can't let go of Jeopardy. So Mike Richards is still the executive producer for both Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune. So maybe he will replace Pat Sajak instead? He belongs on Wheel if he had to be on one of those two shows.
He's just a wheel brain.
And Benish finishes with, and I'm a big fan of the Blue Jays now because of that song in the feedback episode.
That was a big hit.
You put in the Blue Jays, Let's Go Blue Jays, Let's Dude, Play Ball, that song?
It's so funny.
Okay, okay, Blue Jays, Blue Jays, let's play, play ball.
Yeah.
Jay sent it to us in his feedback last week, and I put the whole thing in. And he was like, You put the entire thing in? I'm like, yep.
Yeah. That's right up Benish's alley. Now he's a Blue Jays fan. Was that it for you?
Yes.
Why don't you do Ed's okay. text to us?
Ed came in. Edmund Long.
Edmund Francis.
Not much to add about the NASCAR! Exclamation
NASCAR!
Point episode. But I did enjoy it, as always. Living in middle of NASCAR country is not a bad thing most days. Most of the people here do love it and are thrilled to spend hours watching it on TV. One of my customers at BR has NASCAR tattoos from every track he has attended. He is on Twitter as @NASCARTattooGuy.
Check him out.
One word. Definitely a mixture of two of your finest episodes. NASCAR and tattoos. Again, right. Wishing that Doug Heffernan had a NASCAR scrape.
My eyes are getting weary. My back is getting tight.
But no, he must appear next week. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And he includes a picture of @NASCARTattooGuy.
Right, and he's not lying.
With a hat, a backwards hat that says "Unleash the Party."
That sounds like a no fear slogan.
He's right. Something. He's right, though. It is surprising that there's never been a Heffernan NASCAR scrape.
Well, that was my response to him. Was like, I mean, Doug is first and foremost a sports fan, but he draws the line at NASCAR. I don't know that it's even mentioned in this series. But he loves the Mets.
Is he into cars?
Is he
like a car guy?
Not even close.
Yeah.
There's several episodes about how not into cars he is. Several. He gets into a bunch of scrapes. He sells his car to Spence and it barely runs.
Mm.
He feels guilty about it, but not really because it's Spence. But anyway, I guess the final slice of feedback goes to
a Raven from Eric Ravens.
Ravens. We need to send Ravens.
No surprise there. Hello, brothers 2 and 3. See, he likes to open it with a nod to the episode. Because we mentioned how many brothers there are.
Brothers!
Yep. He's slick like that.
The subtleties of Ravens from Eric Ravens. Hello, Brothers 2 and 3. In spite of my claim to being the worst researcher, see what I did there? I don't. I cannot remember in which episode you talked about going all out on dressing up to the stereotype for NASCAR fans. But you definitely had mentioned it. Maybe being fat or dads or one of the season episodes. Those are my best guesses.
I feel like I feel like Ravens is on a collision course to be like our archivist who we go to when we're like, what episode was that? And he has it ready to go.
He would love to do that, be that person for us. On the same note of researching old episodes, though, I did want to point out that I was impressed by the flowchart deep cut. That's an old trope that was used in maybe two episodes since its introduction in Tattoos, and mentioning them in the job episodes doesn't count. Can we get more of those? I feel like that would make for a good social media blast if someone remakes a chart, and by someone I mean probably me or Catherine, because I imagine you both and most listeners respect their time just a bit more. Anyway, can't say much on NASCAR because I've never ironically or seriously gone. I do want to play NASCAR devil's advocate, though, and that the driving definitely is harder than it appears. If you've ever gone go-karting, which I imagine is like the peewee toddler version of this, that you could still probably die from, honestly, you'd know that getting a good race time is next to impossible. You can cut every corner perfectly and never use the brake once, and someone else inevitably, I guess, understands friction and wind resistance more and somehow knows how to go faster.
Nerd alert!
Plus, it sounds like he's go-karted a lot.
Yeah.
Right? From yes. That?
It sounds like a lot of repressed, failed go-kart attempts.
He is a go-karter. Plus, I can't imagine it's easy to be locked into your seat with what looks like fairly limited vision and to go 200-plus miles per hour for hours where any slip-up could cause a collision. But that's not athleticism. That's just like,
yeah, we said they're nerves. Good drivers.
You're just like, you're just tense the whole time.
Yeah.
So I definitely think the drivers have a lot of skill. That said, I agree with your world-class athlete take. They're probably a step above golfers, though.
Oh, well, how do you measure yourself with other golfers?
By height.
Most of which I imagine would not be able to jump through the window into a race car. Agreed. Also, cycling would have been a more apt comparison for cheering for the car, i.e. cheering for the Giant or the Schwinn. I don't even know if those brands make racing bikes. I don't think they do. Last thing I want to say, after saying I didn't have much to say, yes, I'm aware, but would it be a Raven if I didn't do this, is that I'm surprised NASCAR from the corporate sense didn't win. And these are my arbitrary reasons for saying that. One, I think the corporate takeover of NASCAR, which definitely fits this theme, is ridiculous. Every car looks like a third grader's decorated writing notebook. Two.
Just two.
I don't know if the cars are the stars as much as you think. Again, I don't know NASCAR really at all, so I could be completely wrong. But I think people rally behind drivers or don't care at all about individual cars' drivers. I.e., they either know a lot and therefore actually can make a decision about liking a driver for their personality and or driving skill, or they know nothing and are just waiting for a pileup or their seats to vibrate or for people to measure their breasts with their homemade Hooter meter or whatever. I go for the Hooter meter. But I have to restate, I have no clue what I'm talking about, so can't really refute your choice with cold hard evidence. Thanks for accompanying me, spoiler alert for my worst of the week, on a long walk through a foreign construction site. Shaboy, Eric, that's so Ravens.
That's so Ravens.
I like to have that
That's me.
Is that everything?
Leave it to the Raven to get into NASCAR. With the qualifier, I don't know anything about NASCAR.
To be super into go-kart racing.
Well, he's into the worst podcast, is what he is.
For sure.
And for that, we are indebted.
Agree.
You got nothing else?
No. Repeatedly asking me that.
Feedback. Joff gets no feedback.
Just one piece of feedback.
Just J Price feedback. We need more feedback. Keep sending feedback. Especially if you haven't sent us feedback. And you know Joff.
Don't be the worst.